Well, hello there, and welcome to the Mill Housing Nation podcast, where we help military families PCS better. I'm your host, Lindsay Litton. Over the next 20 minutes, we're dishing out tips, tricks, and actionable steps you can implement to make your next PCS an easy one. From interviews with military, spouse, real estate experts to fellow powerhouse military spouses, we're highlighting some of the major issues that impact military families when they move. And before we get started, a quick shout out to our sponsor, Mill Housing Network. Mill Housing Network connects military families with local military real estate experts all over the country. If you're considering buying or selling a home, connect with MILHousingNetwork.com. You can also search us on Facebook. So let's dive in. Today's guest is a fellow military spouse, friend, team member of the awesome Mill Housing Network team, Miss Caitlin Miranda Costa.
Hey, Lindsay.
Hey. So Caitlin is so nervous, and there's nothing to be nervous about because this is so easy, and we already told her it's like talking into a flashlight and having a conversation with Lindsay.
So excited to talk to this flashlight.
So welcome to Mill Housing Nation, and thank you for driving all the way from Wyoming to see us.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here.
So excited. We got lunch plans after this.
Yay. Can't wait.
All right. So let's dive in. And before we get started, I want to learn more about your personal military life journey. So let's talk about how long have you been a military spouse and how many PCSs?
So I've been a military spouse for 4 years in October. And we've PCSed just one time. But in between our two locations, we've moved about 5 times.
Oh, okay. Tell us more.
Girl. So when I met my spouse, there was an immediate deployment, and I moved us into our first apartment before she got home, and I did that by myself, and then we moved out of the apartment and moved on to base, and then they renovated our base house, so they moved us across the street on base. And then we moved off base, and we moved to Texas, so I guess it's been 4 moves.
Okay.
But, yeah, we just bounced around.
Just a lot of moving.
For a while.
Just a lot of moving. So how has military life impacted your career? And this is a fun story because we met at a military spouse event that was talking about career challenges. I'll never forget because Kate kept raising her hand and saying, somebody give me a job. And it stuck with me. And a year later, I called her. So let's talk about how military life has impacted that.
I mean, it's been a blessing and a curse. I was able to get my degree through benefits by being a military spouse, which is amazing because I never thought that I'd be able to get a college degree. So that's been a super big blessing. When I met my spouse, I had a job, but it wasn't my long-term goal. And then our PCS to Texas came up, and I lost my job. And then I struggled for a while to find a job in Texas, and it wasn't working out for me. I think that my resume screamed military spouse, and I think that that was something that was really hindering me because that says you're not a long-term deal. And then I had kept in touch with, we had bought a house through the Litton Group, which is now Mill Housing Network of San Antonio, and I had kept in touch with the team. And one of the agents on the team had called me and asked me kind of what I wanted to do. And her and I had had that conversation. And she was keeping an ear out for me. And then you, Lindsay, actually called me kind of out of the blue one day. And it was like, what are your goals? What do you want to do? And I was like, really put on the spot. I wasn't entirely sure. At that point, I just wanted to get a job. I wanted to help support my marriage and to take care of our new house bills and to do that kind of thing. So I think we were on the phone for probably an hour at least.
Yes, it was at least an hour. I remember pacing up and back and
forth. Yeah, I know. I was doing the same thing in my house, walking back and forth in my house. By the end of it, you had kind of wrangled me into working for MHN.
Wrangle.
I use the term loosely. I came willingly. I took your hand and I was like, yeah, let's do this. I mean, let's give it a shot. Because at that point, I was sort of looking for anything, but I was really excited to be able to give back to the military spouse community and to be a part of something bigger.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's fun because when Kate and I had initially met, it was on Facebook. And Kate didn't know that I didn't live in San Antonio at the time. And so when she closed on her house, what did you go through?
I totally got catfished. well, you and I had connected on Facebook, and I had actually told you that we were working with someone. I wasn't interested in working with your team. And then things went downhill pretty quickly with that realtor and that lender that I was working with. And I had reached back out to you like, hey, this is happening. Isn't it normal? And you were like, let's chat more. So, yeah, we actually started working together, and then we went down to Texas to do our house hunting. And by the time we closed on our house, I was like, am I ever going to meet Lindsay? And they were like, Lindsay doesn't live here. I was like, what? She was the person who got me into all of this and talked to me. I had no idea. I totally got catfished by you.
You did not get catfished. You got excellent real estate service by my team.
That's very true.
And that's very true. They helped you find a house, whereas the other realtor wasn't able to, right?
That's true. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Well, we went through three lenders, and every single lender gave us a different answer, so that was insane. And we went through a couple of realtors as well until we found you guys. And then everything, it's like the door opened and it was like, yes, this is something that you can actually make happen and you can use your VA loan and you do have these benefits and there's all these opportunities for you. And it was amazing.
Yeah.
Because there for a while, I thought that we were going to be living out of our cars in Texas, to be totally honest with you. I mean, we had six animals at the time and we had never bought a house together before. And this was my first PCS experience as a spouse. And I was like, I don't know where we're going to go. I don't know what we're going to do. If we can't buy a house, we can't live on base. We're over on our animal limit. I was really worried.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I remember when she told me she had six animals. I was like, girl, you got to buy a house. Ain't nobody going to rent to you.
Yeah. Yeah, that was one of our bigger issues was that I was running a zoo at the time. So
she still has her zoo.
Most of them, yeah.
So I think you highlighted, you know, how we met and how working for Mill Housing Network. So talk to us a little bit more about how Mill Housing Network has impacted you personally.
Well, when I first started, I was the number one, very first brand ambassador for the brand ambassador program that we have.
Which is now a year old.
And it's amazing. It's a little over a year old.
Yeah.
We started in July of 2017, and here we are. We're working our way into September. So I think that's super awesome. And that's how I started. And then, we kind of progressed from there. There's lots of opportunities to move forward with MHN, which I think is amazing. And I have loved going through the different motions, and getting to learn the new things. And now at this point, I'm the customer relationship manager. So I am working on the back end to, make sure that every single military family that we connect with is working with a realtor that they love and is a great fit for them and can take care of everything that they're wanting and needing, all the way through closing day, which is super exciting for me. I get to be a part of that journey, even though it's kind of quietly on the back end. You know, I'm not out the forerunner showing them the houses and taking care of them in that regard, but I'm getting to make sure that they're okay and that we're taking care of them in the best way possible.
Well, and it's reflected in the reviews that we see on Facebook, because literally every review that we get on Facebook is like, wow, you guys keep checking in with us. You make sure that me and my realtor were connected. There's so much love, and your position in our organization is key.
Yep.
I love it.
Yep, and I love it. It makes me happy every single day. Every week brings a success story, and that is just the highlight of my week every week.
Well, and I think it's been fun watching Caitlin grow and blossom in our program.
Thank you.
Like she said, she came on as she was kind of the guinea pig.
I was. I was catfished, and then I was guinea pigged, and I don't know what's happening.
Oh,
Lindsay.
Man. What is going on? But we had to have somebody go through the initial program so that now it can be the success that it is. And now it offers, 30 brand ambassadors nationally. We've promoted people into mentor positions where they are now mentoring new brand ambassadors.
Which I love.
I love it so much because it gives military spouses an opportunity to lead. And then we've promoted people into our program director positions. So now they're guiding the mentors, and it just creates an awesome opportunity to grow into other positions in our organizations just like you did.
Yeah, and which I think is awesome. It is so cool to look back on the last year and know that I started as a brand ambassador, and I've moved past that point, and it's wonderful to look and see the brand ambassador program and how many new positions have opened and grown, and watch those girls that started with us back kind of when I did, and watch them come up through the program and be able to move forward. And we have such a tight-knit bond in the brand ambassador program, and it's so wonderful to support those girls and to be helping other military families.
Well, and what I love about it is, like, none of us have met face-to-face, but it all feels like we're all connected and related. And
I know. Like, I can't wait to have our convention because that is going to be such an awesome time. But it feels like I already know the girls.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we have our meetings every week, every Friday, and getting to connect with those girls and see them, you know, even though it's over the computer, I feel like I know them and I know their kids and, you know, I know about their lives. And we help each other through the crazy things. You mm-hmm. know, we TDYs and PCSing and deployments and the Murphy's Law of all of it, you know, like, oh yeah, husband left yesterday and the kid got sick and the dog, you know, ran away and
the dishwasher exploded.
The dishwasher, yeah, you know, and all this stuff. And we get to support each other through that. And I think that that's amazing.
I agree.
I can talk to my civilian friends about it. And I love my civilian friends, but they just don't fully understand that. So mm-hmm. it's so great to have a community that I can work with, but that I can also connect with and that really understand what we go through.
Yeah. And I think it's been fun watching the connections being made, watching the brand ambassadors become friends, watching them connect with each other, not even through the program, but just directly as friends and as peers. It's mm-hmm. really exciting to see that community
yeah,
form.
You know, we have a couple of girls that ended up being in the same area and they connect with one another and they go running and they go to coffee. And I think that those things are so awesome. It's so cool to watch.
It's so much fun. I love it. So we're so thankful for the amazing work you do for our clients. Explain a little bit more, and you touched on it, exactly what you do in our organization as a client relationship manager.
So once one of our brand ambassadors has connected with a military family, they put them into the system, for lack of a better term, and I connect with that family and let them know that we'll be matching them with a realtor that best fits their needs. We give them some time to get connected with that realtor, see if it was a great match for them. I check in with the family and make sure that that realtor is fitting their needs and is going to be a good match for them moving forward. If not, we take care of that. And if they are, that's wonderful. And then I just check in with them, you know, every couple of weeks, mm-hmm. make sure that things are going okay, that they're getting through their pre-approval, they're getting qualified, their realtor is still checking in with them, taking care of them. And that's all the way through closing day. So then, you know, when we get under contract, that's, hey, congratulations on getting under contract. Like, we're so excited for you. And that's genuine excitement for them. And then I get on closing day. It's like, mm-hmm. yay, you did it. Like, I'm so glad that it all worked out. You know, whether they're buying or selling, it's always a warm feeling to know that we were able to help them out. We were able to get them with somebody who could take care of them and that they were successful.
Well, and I think it's exciting, too, because you personally worked with our flagship team in San Antonio.
I did.
So you kind of know what to expect, mm-hmm. and we hold all of the realtors all over the country to the same standard that we hold the agents in San Antonio to a standard too.
Correct.
So when you start seeing some of the warning signs, and this was something that you personally experienced when the realtors weren't responding, you can quickly jump in and add your personal experience to that mm-hmm. situation mm-hmm. that allows the family to know, like, hey, I've been there, I've done it. If it's not working out, let's just move on. It's okay.
Right. Yeah. And you know, and like I said, I have been through 3 realtors before I found you guys. So I do know the stress of having to find someone that you fit with, having to find someone that understands what it means to buy as a military family. I bought as a civilian before I got married. I bought a home. And it was a very interesting experience, but there was so much more to it buying as a military family and getting down into the nitty-gritty about the VA loan and the myths about the VA loan, because there's so many things out there that it's so hard to understand what you qualify for, if you can use it more than once, how those benefits really work. And so it's really important to have a realtor and a lender that know those and that they can work with those and answer your questions.
Right.
And so it's really awesome to be able to know that I'm able to say, you know, you're not matching these standards that we need. We need people who can work with these military families all the way through and understand that this is an extremely stressful thing. We already know we're not going to be in an area for the 7 to 8 years that an average family stays in a home. Mm-hmm. We're going to get 3 to 4 years if we're lucky out of it. So what are the things that we worry about, right? We worry about school districts,
mm-hmm.
whether you have kids or you don't have kids.
Mm-hmm.
You worry about resale value because mm-hmm. you're not going to be in this home for a super long time to turn over a lot of equity.
Right.
And then you worry about just what are the developmental things that's happening around this area? Are they putting in new housing? Is this a well-established area? Is this a new build? do we have enough time to do a new build before we PCS?
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes you get a 30-day notice and you're out the door and you're on to your next place. So all of those things are super important, and it's super important that the realtors in our network understand that. They know how to overcome those issues, and they know how to take care of those military families through all of those stressors.
Well, and I think you hit the nail on the head. Because we're military spouses, because we've been there, done that, and PCS'd with it, we kind of know what those stress factors are. And, you know, as a military family that doesn't even know where to start, because let's be honest, there's, I mean, you could throw a rock and hit a realtor. You could throw a rock and hit a lender.
Especially in San Antonio.
Especially in San Antonio. Colorado Springs, right there with you. And it's tough to know who are the good ones. And we've taken that guesswork out for our military families.
Yeah.
We pre-screen the realtors, we pre-screen the lenders to ensure that you are set up for success, right? And so we've taken the guesswork out of, like, where do we even start and who do I talk to? Because let's be honest, friends don't let friends use a crappy realtor.
Amen.
So I love it. And we could go off on a tangent on that. So what are the what are some of the challenges that you're seeing military families face that is slightly different than our civilian family? So I want to talk more about what you're seeing when our clients come in through the pipeline.
I think the biggest thing is the timelines and the VA loans. I think that the majority of the people we work with are first-time homebuyers.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes with the VA loan. Those are kind of just hand-in-hand. They're a little bit married there. And then it's all of the questions of, what does the VA loan do for me?
Mm-hmm.
And if I use it, can I use it again?
Mm-hmm.
And if I use it again, does that put me in a better position or a worse position?
Mm-hmm.
And I see those as a lot of the big things. And then the other thing, like I said, is just having a realtor that kind of specializes in that military relocation. Because the timeline could change so rapidly. And having somebody who is flexible and can say, you're going to come house hunt tomorrow because you have to be here in literally 30 days. Okay, cool. Let me work my schedule around it and let's get you taken care of.
Sure.
Because, you know, we've had it happen where it's been like, yeah, we're going to come out and house hunt in a week. And the realtor's like, I'm not available. All right, well, let's get you with somebody else. And I think that part of that is that, of course, realtors have lives, and that's not to say anything bad. But another part of it is understanding that this family can't just leisurely shop around for a while until they find the thing that they love. They are on a time crunch,
right,
too. And that's something that a lot of military families run into.
Yeah. Well, and I want to talk a little bit about virtual home buying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of military families are taking advantage of this because it allows them to have some flexibility so you can preview homes before you might even get in. And this is like a new hot thing. I know we're testing it in the San Antonio market with our virtual reality. We got virtual reality goggles.
So they're super cool.
They're super cool. Kate's have seen them. And you can literally strap your phone into the goggles, put them on, and you can tour the house. You can look at the ceiling, look at the floor, and you get a better conceptual visual of what it's like to be in that house. So how are you seeing that change some of the home buying experience for our first-time home buyers?
It's really helpful. You know, as a military family, we don't sit around with a whole lot of money. And PCSing and changing and life happening, it's really hard for us to be able to say, yeah, let's fly out to this new location, take time away from the kids and school and vacation and leave and all the stuff to house hunt.
Yeah.
So lots of families are buying sight unseen, and the virtual reality is bringing that to life in a way that they can say, I was able to see that house, feel myself in that house, and know that this house was going to be a good fit for us.
Mm-hmm.
Pictures are wonderful most of the time. for most
Kate knows
houses.
She bought a house.
it can be deceiving. Yeah, of course. I looked at a few houses in San Antonio and I was like, these pictures seem like they
this
were
is
lying.
Not the same house.
We gotta go. You
this
know
what smells.
Yeah, right.
And you don't
can't
see that
smell
in pictures.
It through the pictures. But having that virtual reality is wonderful because they can put themselves into that home and feel themselves being at home or saying, yeah, we're on to the next one.
Yeah. I want to talk about some of the success stories because I know this fires you up.
I do get excited about
you
the
you love the
stories.
Success stories. Talk about one of the most recent success stories. So from when somebody was uploaded to the system,
mm-hmm.
right, to when they went to closing. Walk us through that process.
So I'll talk about someone that I actually connected with. They had reached out because they were no longer in the area, and they had had a home that they were renting out, and the house was not tip-top shape. They knew that it wasn't going to be anything that someone with a VA loan could buy because of the stipulations there. And they needed someone who was going to be willing to work with investors, work with potential buyers, work with somebody that could understand that they knew that the house was a wreck, but they needed to get out from underneath it. And we had that family in the system for probably maybe 2 hours. We had already connected her with our fantastic listing agent in San Antonio. He had had a great conversation with her about, I'm glad that you understand what we're looking at. It is not the greatest condition. Let me get out there. Let me take a look at it. We went out. We did a viewing of the home. We worked with the tenants. We got several offers, actually, from an investor. And within 45 days, we had her home sold.
I freaking love that. I love that.
And, you know, and she came back, and she was very, very thankful. She said, I felt like we were going to be strapped with this property forever and that it was going to be a constant sore spot in our lives, and that we were never going to be able to get out from underneath it just because of the way that the house had worked out. She was like, and it is a weight off our shoulders, and it is so fantastic that we were able to work with somebody that knew what they were doing, felt confident in taking care of it, and was able to take care of us as quickly as they did.
Yeah.
She said, you know, I figured the house would sit on the market for a year or longer, and we were done in 45 days.
Wow.
And I was like, yeah, girl.
We got this.
We don't mess around.
Yeah, well, and I love that because that's just one of the many stories that are like that. And mm-hmm. it is transforming how military, if you get connected with the right person. It was funny that Karina shared this yesterday on her Facebook. If you think it's expensive to work with a real estate professional, try working with an amateur.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you want to see how expensive this game can really be, work with somebody that has no experience. They're fresh out of the gate, and I hate to say it, but a lot of discount realtors don't give you the same level of service as a professional.
Right.
And so I'm going to get on my realtor podium right now, and I'm sure other realtors are throwing daggers at me, but let me say this. I thank you for offering a discount. I love you for that. However, when I was in real estate and actively selling, what I would see is your discount brokers, discount realtors, the properties would sit on the market longer, and here's why. They don't have the commission to invest in selling your property.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the straight up truth.
Yeah, and I think it's the same with buyer's agents that do the same thing. We worked with, like I said, three realtors before we found you guys, and everybody had a deal.
Mm-hmm.
If you work with me, then you get $1,000 back at closing. Or, you know, if you work with me, then we can work this deal and that deal. And it all sounded great at the time. But at the end of it, it was a matter of them being as invested in me buying a house that it was going to give back to me as much as I was going to put into it as I was.
Mm-hmm.
And having them be focused on what is best for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that is such a big deal. I think it's very easy for real estate professionals to want to be successful, of course, and kind of cut corners to do whatever that takes. And unfortunately, it just doesn't give the investment that military families need.
Sure.
We need our realtors to be as invested in this deal as we are.
Mm-hmm.
And to know that this has to be a good thing for me, whether it's a great thing for you or not, because I'm not going to be here forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be stuck with this home that I can't sell in 2.5 years when I have to move on to something else.
Right.
You know, I mean, and there's tons of military families who own homes all over the United States and have turned them into investment properties. And I think that Karina is one of them.
Yep.
I think that that's fantastic. Karina and Chuck own like
four.
8 homes or something. You know, and they're all over the place. And I think that that's great. Lots of military families don't want to do that. They
yep.
want the home that they can be in for now. This is my for now home, and then I'm on to my next one, and I need to be able to get out from underneath this mm-hmm. one. And it's so important that the realtors understand that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the real estate investor I am. I tend to buy, I live in it. It's the house that I want to be in for that period, and then I'm going to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
And Karina thinks I'm nuts, but it's just there's two types of real estate purchases, and I think you either fall into buy, keep, and hold, or buy and sell.
Yep. And it's important that you're able to see the value in both of those
uh-huh.
when you make the decision to buy, and that your realtor can also see that.
Yep.
Whether you make it an investment property or whether you sell it in a couple of years, both of those things matter.
I love it, and I 100% agree. And that was no dig at realtors that offer discounts.
Not at all.
Not at all. I'm just saying when you're exploring who to work with, definitely ask some strategic questions and make sure you have good representation.
Yeah, and always feel free to interview a couple.
Yes.
Don't just take the first one that comes because they were the first one that you spoke with. You know, feel free to ask them the tough questions. See how they answer them and keep asking questions until you're in that comfortable spot where you know that person's going to take care of you.
Absolutely. We usually have 3 to 4 realtors at any given area just for that specific purpose. Mm-hmm. I know that when I was selling real estate, I'm not the flavor of personality that's going to match well with every single person mm-hmm. out there. And that's okay. But for the ones that did mesh with me, humble brag, I was a kick butt realtor. However, I also know that there's some people that I just couldn't mesh with. And so that's why we have 3 to 4 different realtors in each market, so that if one is not your flavor and you want more of a rocky road that can, you know, match your rocky road personality, we have other realtors that you can interview.
Yep, and it's simple. You just shoot me an email and say, hey, this isn't jiving. And I'm like, cool, let's get you on to somebody else. And let me ask you what you're looking for.
So
what is your ideal? And let's match you with that.
And let's get you there. Kate, you have a brand ambassador page. So if somebody's listening and they're saying, hey, I want to directly support Kate, talk us through how they can connect with you. Because she's got a kick butt brand ambassador page.
I do have one. I don't exactly know what the URL is.
Well, we're going to post it in the show notes.
Put it in the show notes.
I caught her off guard.
You did. But, you know, I can also just be reached via email at caitlin@millhousingnetwork.com. And, of course, anybody on the team can be reached. Mm-hmm. We can network with you and work with you and connect with you through millhousingnetwork.com.
Yep. And you can go to our website, click on the Contact Us, the little floater purple button at the bottom, and that directly connects with me. I check all those messages.
And Facebook and Instagram. We're on all the things.
Yeah, and we're all checking the things. Everybody thinks that Lindsay Linton's not checking the things. Lindsay Linton 90% of the time is checking all the things.
True. Very true.
Kate knows. So Kate, thank you so much for being with us today.
I'm so glad I got to come down. Thanks for having me, Lindsay.
You offered so much value, and we have lunch after this, so we're excited to go to lunch. So, if our listeners want to connect with us, you can go to our website at millhousingnetwork.com. And if you're browsing on the homepage, click on the Contact Us little floater button, and that is going to get you connected with me, Kate, Audrey, all the amazing people that support our website. So, if you want to download today's show notes for more information and links to everything that we talked about, again, visit millhousingnetwork.com, click on the podcast, and look for Kate's episode. Ms. Kate, thank you.
Thanks, Lindsay.
While you're on our website, take a moment to browse some of our past episodes. Opt in to work with one of our realtors and know that you're going to be personally communicating with Kate because she's going to be following up with you to find out if you're having an amazing experience.
Every step of the way.
Every step of the way. You got a girl in your corner. Request to become one of our upcoming guests on the show because we're always looking for powerhouse military spouses and veterans. Don't forget to check us out on iTunes. We're in the iTunes, so make sure you subscribe. I'm Lindsay Linton. Thank you again for listening, and tune in next week as we have another amazing interview. Kate, thank you again for being our guest, and bye for now, Mill Housing Nation listeners.